This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Manor Lords sells over 1 million copies in a day. It's Tuesday, April 30th, and this is IGN News. Manor Lords' huge Steam wish lists have translated into a bumper launch that saw over 1 million copies sold in just a day. Manor Lords launched on April 26th in early access form and soon rose through the player concurrence ranks on Valve's platform. It hit a peak Steam concurrent player count of 173,178, according to publisher Hooded Horse. That's the highest ever for a city builder, and even other similar genres, such as GSG, 4X Colony Sims. That means Manor Lords has enjoyed a bigger Steam launch than the likes of Civilization and Cities Skylines. Manor Lords is a medieval strategy game featuring in-depth city building, large-scale tactical battles, and complex economic and social simulations. It was developed by Slavic Magic, a one-person studio founded by Greg Stechen. IGN's Manor Lords Early Access review returned a 7 out of 10. We said, "Manor Lords is a gorgeous medieval city builder that kept me occupied for hours, building my perfect cozy hamlets, but it definitely feels very early in its early access development." In a tweet, Stechen outlined the main points for the planned next patch: fix all the weird homeless bugs, tune the archer damage, tune the trade oversupply mechanics, it's too harsh and punishes regional specialization, slow down the rate of the AI claiming territories, and improve the saw pit efficiency and storage. Manor Lords is the latest mid-priced game to see enormous success in early 2024, following the release of Pocket Pair's Pal World and Arrowhead's Helldivers 2. The trend comes at a time when some AAA $70 games, such as Rocksteady's Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League and Ubisoft's Skull and Bones, have struggled. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.